It is the trends, Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams, to go through the graphics. Some of you just listen to this, but to go through the graphics that tell the story of aspects of the season and of individual games. First and foremost, we're doing Arsenal 2, Liverpool 2, as you would expect. There's a fair few bits that the graphics, I would argue, underline, the stats underline about the game versus Arsenal, Josh. The first one is, as we always try to look at early on, the race chart. Shows how tight it was. At the point at which the ball leaves Salah's foot, the two sides have got very, very similar expected goals, cumulatively reached both about 0.7. Salah's opportunity is over the other side of 0.35. It pushes Liverpool ahead in the race chart. It finishes 0.97 to Liverpool, 0.7 to Arsenal. A lot of the early stats providers had Arsenal just a little bit ahead as it came through. Statsbomb ended up having Liverpool a little bit ahead of Arsenal, but it shows how tight the game was.
Yeah, I think regardless of the model that you use, it's still visualised that it was a tight affair, winner. And a fair result, in my opinion. I wrote in my Substack that it was just two title contenders just going at it, really. And kind of, you know, I think early in the match, Arsenal get a little bit of the flow. Second half, Liverpool get the flow. So, but throughout the game, you know, fairly even contest.
Yeah, fairly even contest, and I think that is a valid point, and we'll go on to illustrate the title contender point as it wears on. The match stats all the way through tell that story. Level on goals, not much in it, only 0.2 in it on XG. Level on shots, Liverpool have one more shot on target. Liverpool have 55% of the possession. Pass completion, 79 and 80. Pressures, 188 versus 199 to Liverpool. Pressure regains, 29 to Arsenal. 33 for Liverpool. 38 for Liverpool, sorry. Tackles, 116 for Arsenal, 17 for Liverpool. Even yellow cards is 2-2. I think it is, you know, and that's why I was surprised by... I think there was maybe it's a bit of first-half bias. I thought I was stunned by how... I felt like Arsenal just got a better press on the whole after this one than Liverpool. Whereas the story of it to me is, as you say, it's two sides that were just effectively really well matched on the day. And I think you can argue a really well matched full stop.
Well, I think if you look at those numbers there and you didn't know the scoreline, your guess would obviously be a draw, wouldn't it? That looks like an even contest once again. And I do think you're right, though. I think first half... In fact, it wasn't even a full first half. No, it was from like 25 onwards, maybe.
It's 25 to half time. Yeah. Arsenal turned the screw and played really, really well.
Yeah, I think they started to exploit our press a little bit, started to get a bit of composure in the build up. I think Liverpool's long ball game, which initially made sense to bypass their press, but I think gradually it started to, the ball just started to come back right back at us, and then they started to sustain pressure and things, and they did really well. I was hoping that we'd kind of grind it out until half time, but they got the goal annoyingly through a set piece. But I think the set piece was a product of the pressure that they were putting on us.